Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 1 hour still to go in the big show with two in the books. As we continue to roll on, as expected, you guys have a lot to talk about when it comes to the Houston Texans.
I got to tell you, you were right. It was a .7.
Andy Dalton's quarterback rating
UBR
was a .7. Not the 7 plus that Tom Savage
That's
put up.
Not even getting pulled over drunk. No, that's a .07. Never mind.
Boy.
I wish it was a
.07. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you? I wish it was a .07. He didn't even play the legal limit. That would have been great.
JT Barrett had a 21.1 quarterback rating, and Busted Coverage put a split screen that says of JT Barrett and Andy Dalton, which made us look this up. I don't think any QB could suck as bad as I did last night, saying JT Barrett said it. Yeah. And then they show Andy Dalton
said, hold,
says,
my,
hold
beer.
My beer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Southeast Texas Sports says, or said on Twitter, Nicholls State beat or almost beat Georgia last year. Yeah, it's 26-24. They lost to Georgia. So, back
we're
off.
We're not giving Nicholls State
back
no
off.
Credit?
Is yeah, that, is that you're what damn saying? Right. You're okay. Damn right.
All right.
My Ags are going to be just, no, they're going to be terrible. Let's be real. That Kellen Mond is not a good quarterback. I have no faith in him. Hubenak shouldn't be there. It's bad. It's a bad look. I'm going to miss Kevin Sumlin when he's gone.
I was gonna
after
say,
this
how
year.
Long does he make it through the entire year?
I said probably five
game
games
six.
In. Is that
I was
what
gonna
I said?
Say game six.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you said?
I think
don't know.
I said game five or game six.
I'm it, guessing after this game six,
it.
Like
it's going
to
be
max.
Ugly, huh?
We can go back and listen to it.
Yeah, we can. Speaking of, let's get the picks out
wait,
of the
just
way.
Wait, but here's the
let's
thing.
Let's get your bragging.
My comment
over
on Sumlin, though, I said to you the one thing that's at least gets him through the full season if he somehow pulls the rabbit out of the hat and beats Alabama.
No, going
but
one and going 1-11 isn't going to save him.
I think it's 2-11 for the end of the year. As long as they can,
I don't think they'll be that bad though. But if
no,
he beats
but
Alabama,
I'm just saying,
right? I see what you're
I mean.
Saying.
If Bama is your only other win besides
yeah,
this
if he does
fluffy
only
part of your
one
schedule,
win, but I'm no. saying if he somehow beats Alabama, I think.
But
he
if
at
he's
least
like
makes
a 6 or 7 win team and he beats Alabama, still no.
He'll make it through the end of the year before they make a move.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
That's true. All right, let's get this out of the way. Ugh. So we did our picks last week. Joel went 4-0 in college, Georgia, USC, Clemson, and OU. Nick went 3-1, and I went 2-2. And, of course, OU, Mike said, the only smart one was Joel for picking Oklahoma University. NFL-wise, Joel, you went 4-1, and Nick and I went 3-2.
That was close.
So
what did we do wrong? What did
we pick wrong? Nick, you and I picked Washington, which was stupid.
Yeah,
what a stupid pick. Why'd you let me do that? I blame you specifically.
I convinced you into that.
Yeah, we all picked the Texans, which is dumb. I should have picked Jacksonville.
You even thought about it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess I was just rooting for the home team a little too much.
For me, it was just more about like what you saw on paper for Jacksonville year in and year out. You always say, oh, on paper they made all. You know, a lot of the good additions you would expect them to
play. They play at home, and you got everybody jacked up for JJ and the intros.
That was the big reason I didn't pick Jacksonville was because it was home.
I did too.
Going later in the year, I probably will pick Jacksonville at home or would have anyways. But, yeah, I felt like being at home, first game, the Hurricane Harvey, JJ Watt's back, I just felt like that was going to be too much. Nope. That wasn't
even,
nearly enough.
Wasn't even
not
bothersome.
Nearly enough, no.
No. So, yeah, Patrick on Twitter, by the way, said the flag that was planted on Baylor's field on Saturday after a huge win was the University of Phoenix. Because, I mean, Baylor's just awful.
Man, I want to feel bad for them, but I don't.
It's like, I mean, it's like Baylor really of yesteryear back again.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for them. That's nothing.
It's pretty much self-inflicted.
I feel like they're getting what they deserve. I'm not going to be a lie to you. That's I feel bad, but I feel like they're getting what they deserve. Eric Resendez on Twitter said, name a reason. Give me one reason why Carlos Beltran should be on the playoff roster for the Astros.
It's just because of his veteran leadership and experience.
Well, the fact that he's a switch hitter helps. You know, having a guy that can bat from either side of the plate in a pinch hit role when it's late in the game and they bring in a lefty reliever because you've got a couple of guys up maybe in the order that are left-handed sticks and you can put him in the game and turn that pitcher around and maybe either that or force a move by the other manager. So having a switch hitter on the team in the playoffs can really go a long ways. Is he gonna sniff the field? No. Is he going to start? Probably not. But having a switch hitter that can come off the bench, and he's got playoff experience.
That's what I'm saying.
You went out and got this dude for a reason. You went out and added Reddick, McCann, and Beltran for a reason. One of those was their veteran leadership.
My big
because
thing
that's
is,
what this team
in a playoff
lacked.
Game, the guys that are going to take that spot from him are going to be guys with no playoff experience. And the best way I can sum it up is there's no situation that's too big for Carlos Beltran to step in and feel confident about. But if Derek Fisher had to step into that,
yeah. And don't forget, guys, there's something happens sometimes where guys will flip a switch in the playoffs. You never know who's going to get hot. And if you get a Carlos Beltran in the playoffs that gets hot, he is a guy that can carry this team, whether it's clutch hitting or, you know, whatever. I mean, he's not going to, you know, win any playoff awards, but he's a guy that if he gets hot, he can be a significant contributor to this team. Look what Colby Rasmus did a couple of years ago. Out of nowhere, he's a guy that's just muddling along. I think he was in like 240, 250, something like that. Out of nowhere, he just explodes in the playoffs. That's why you keep Carlos Beltran on the team.
Carlos Beltran's not the old Carlos Beltran, but Houston has seen Carlos Beltran go nuts in the playoffs.
Yep.
And that's just one playoff experience of many for him.
Yeah.
So I would say
why you do it.
That answers the question pretty solidly.
What's crazy is that I was looking at the power rankings in baseball, and even despite the sweep, they kept the Astros at 2.
Now, was that – we don't
this
know.
This is despite the sweep by the A's, by getting swept.
Well, then maybe it's because the Dodgers have lost 10 in a row.
That could be it, because the Dodgers are 4th right now. The Nationals are 3rd. The Astros are 2nd. And the Indians are 1st. And the Indians now are looking like the Dodgers were prior to the All-Star break. They're looking unbeatable, man.
18 in a row.
That's legit.
And I flipped it over last night, hoping that they would lose, simply to keep the Astros tied for best record in the American League. Lindor breaks 2 bats, can't even find his own bat, borrows someone else's bat, and goes yard. And
they asked
him about that.
He was like, man, that bat was so heavy and long. There's no way I could swing it. But I was like, whatever. And then he goes yard with it. And they were like, are you going to keep using that bat? He was like, no, that was a one-time thing. I'm going back to my bat. That's not my bat.
Okay, because you saw him in the dugout. They put it in plastic and they were going to make a big deal of it. And everybody's like, no, keep that. Well, there's a reason why he couldn't swing it like he swings his own bats that are made for him. But the Indians are rolling with 18 in a row. And you and I said a long time ago, we were talking about, would the Astros get caught? And I said yes, but I said the Red Sox was at the time they were in 2nd. And
I said no way. That lead was too big. That lets you know how bad this team has played for them to get caught.
I'm not going to lie. It worries me a lot if they don't end up with the best record in the American League.
Okay.
It really
I think we beat that to death.
We've definitely covered it, but I didn't think I'd have to face it, and I know I am.
This bullpen better get its act together. All right, guys, I want to tell you about Energy Ogre because I want to save you money on your electricity bill, and so does Energy Ogre. And here's the catch, though. Energy Ogre isn't an electric company. They're not. What they are is they're a technology company, which is going to help you find the best rates based on how you use electricity. So all you do, once you sign up, you sit back and relax. They handle everything for you. Once you get on board, they do the contract process, the renewal process. You don't have to do anything. And I tell you what, since I've been with them since January, I've had 2 different electricity providers. One of them right now that I'm with is a big name provider in our area. But it was the best deal at the time. And both of them have saved me a ton of money. My August bill last year, $281. This year with Energy Ogre going out and finding me the best deal, $132. I saved $150 on my electric bill in 1 year thanks to Energy Ogre. There's no reason for you not to sign up, guys. There's no contracts. There's no hassle. There's no hidden charges. No catch. You cancel at any time, but you're not going to want to. Most of their members save between 40 and 60% every month on their electricity bill. Last year alone, they saved their members $21 million. I tell you what, hit me up on Twitter. I'll show you electric bills if you want to see the proof. At Barry is funny. Hit me up anytime. I'll send you some DMs. You can see what they've done for me in the first since January of this year, I've saved $642. Guys, get on it. It's energyogre.com. That's energyogre, O-G-R-E.com. And if you go there and use promo code Barry, use my name, you'll get your 13th month free. Go do it right now, guys. Energyogre.com, promo code Barry. Go save some money.
ESPN 97.5.
Stand up and shout!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on. We were talking about the Astros before the break. The Indians, and Barry wasn't lying when he mentioned last week that the Indians had the easiest schedule going forward between now and the end of the regular season. Case in point, tonight, your Indians, if you're an Indians fan, are playing the Tigers, who traded away most of their decent players and are basically mailing it in, as opposed to your Astros, who are off before opening up a series against the Angels. And oh, by the way, the Angels knee-deep in a wild card run. They need every game as well.
I wonder if it would be okay to just let Verlander go pitch for the Tigers tonight and then come back.
And if you're Drayton McClain, you'll believe that not only could he pitch tonight, but he'd probably be ready to go tomorrow too. So the Indians looking for 19 in a row in the Motor City tonight. Astros off tonight. Open up a series with the Angels in Anaheim tomorrow.
Well, the good news is the Astros can't lose tonight.
That's a good point.
So like, there's news, that. Huh? Yeah, there's that.
So at the end of the year, are we looking back, scratching our heads and going, if they had only beat the A's and the White Sox, swept by the White Sox in Chicago when they were the worst team in the American League, now swept in a four-game series by the A's, who are definitely playing for draft picks and draft positioning more so than they are playing because they have nothing else to play for.
Yeah, it's bad, but you know what's so funny? Because this is baseball. Again, there was a time 4 months ago, 3 months ago, when we were talking about, are the Dodgers ever going to lose? Is this team ever, is anyone going to catch the Dodgers? And they're running away with it. They're by far and away the best team in baseball. Look at this pitching staff. Look at this, look at that. And now they're on what, a 10-game, 11-game losing game?
10-game losing streak for the Dodgers. And 22 of 24, something like that.
So it happens, and it happens to everyone. Cleveland has been pretty steady this year, but 18 games in a row is pretty strong. But it's not going to surprise me if down the stretch, maybe the last week of the season, they drop like three or four or four or five, something like that. That's just how baseball is, man. The difference is you don't get too high when you're doing well, but you don't get too low when you're doing bad and getting swept. I mean, they bounced back from getting swept by the White Sox to they'll muddle their way through. They didn't go gangbusters or anything. They went on a nice little run there with a little streak. It's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. I'm not down on this team because this bullpen has been letting them down. I looked at one of the box scores, which, by the way, I didn't watch a single Astros game this weekend. I didn't watch any of the four. But I did peek at box scores. And when you see names like Gaudin giving up three or four runs, you know that's not a guy that's going to be there in the playoffs. I don't worry about that as much. Guys, Gregerson and those guys is what worries me if they're giving up runs.
Yeah,
it's the guys that aren't going to be on this team that I'm not as worried about.
Yeah, the number isn't as devastating when you say 29 runs given up by your bullpen in four games when you factor in that some of the names responsible for some of the runs are not going to be on your playoff roster. But nonetheless, you were riding pretty high, winning three of four in that Seattle series, knowing you just got Justin Verlander and Cameron Maybin. Was stepping up big, and oh, what a difference a series makes.
Yeah.
You get swept by the A's.
It's funny how they were like, oh, the attitude in this clubhouse was so great, and it's so good, and now
How's everybody that national and locally were saying the Verlander trade put him over the top, and this team was just absolutely primed to be the team coming out of the American League, and now all of a sudden everybody is biting their fingernails.
Yeah, I mean, the attitude did change. I mean, we talked to Jay Kaplan, what, Thursday, Friday, and he said that the attitude in the dugout in that clubhouse is completely different. Everybody's high. And again, I think it's just knowing baseball, and I'll reiterate what I just said earlier, but what I've been saying all year. Getting swept by the Athletics, this is why you went out and got veteran leaders so that they can sit the guys down in that clubhouse and say, we're okay. Don't panic. This stuff happens. This happens to every team. The Dodgers just got swept by the Diamondbacks. The Dodgers, you know, I mean, this is going to happen to everybody. Don't panic. It's okay.
I mean, yeah, this is, I think, better than anything else. This is something that you don't need. You don't have like voids that need to be filled at certain positions or areas. This is just get your crap straight, and because you've got a really good hitting lineup, especially when you're healthy. And with the addition of Verlander, you've got a really solid pitching staff, both starters and in the bullpen. And just getting those right guys on that playoff roster will make a world of difference too. My main thing was, as we've talked about ad nauseum, just who you have to play. I'd rather play the wild card than play the Red Sox right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, you probably aren't playing the Red Sox.
No, last I saw yesterday, the Indians with the best record would open up against the wild card.
You're right.
Astros are playing the Red Sox in a 5-game series.
Yeah, you're right. I think that, I mean, the thing that worries me, the only thing that worries me is that you want your guys, you don't want to go into the playoffs scuffling.
I wanted
this team to kind of get on a roll, and this really puts a damper on that. So we talked about the next 3 weeks is going to tell you what kind of team, or I mentioned the next 3 weeks is going to tell you what kind of team you're going to have in the playoffs. And I hope that they somehow are able to put together a little positive vibe going in, because man, if this team continues to scuffle, it doesn't matter who they face. They might get bounced.
And I said, look, I thought they were going to get caught. But that didn't mean that I didn't think by the end of the season that they would have regained the best record in the American League. But again, I was thinking that was the Red Sox. Now that it's the Indians, and the fact that you lost the season series to the Indians, which means a tie goes to the Indians, means you outright have to have a better record by one game. And then no one could have predicted 18 in a row from the Indians. So you got to ride it out, but you've got a competition to watch. It's not about the division anymore, for sure. It's about every single night you're scoreboard watching, and you're watching what the Indians do while you try and get back on a winning track. This could be totally different if they play really well against the Angels, and then they get to come home for a while, and they get to take advantage of some home cooking and settle in and get relaxed a little bit too. But for the time being, there are a lot of nails being bitten around Houston in the fact that they have a race to worry about after all from now through the end of the regular season.
Going to be interesting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so we've got a half hour left to go in the big show. We're going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back. We've got plenty more to get to, and if there's something on your mind that you'd like to chime in with, please give us a call. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call or you can text, or of course hit us on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back with Nick, Homer Aggie fan Barry.
Oh, you stop
and
it.
And middle of the road, Joel, as we continue with the final half hour
you
of
ass.
The Usual Suspect.
Joel's referring to a text I read off air that says, here goes Homer Berry, the Aggie penis envy. Listen, if you've ever listened to me talk on the radio and I talk about the Aggies, I might be, and I'm not even bragging right now, I might be the most realistic Aggie fan you'll ever meet.
That came all
honest
from
to
that
God.
One answer. What was that? Like,
because
what was
I said
bigger
the
bigger loss?
Yeah,
that,
the Texans or the Aggies,
yeah,
which was more embarrassing.
Came
you might not meet, and I've been an Aggie fan my entire life, and you may not meet a more realistic, because for the most part, Aggies fans are delusional. Let's face it.
For the most part, they are without a doubt delusional. I've said that on this show so many times.
I've given you credit over and over again for just being that realistic about the eggs and for being the one that sees through all the hype to be able to say, look, you've told me year after year, because I'm not that familiar with the eggs, to say, hey, look, don't get enamored by their early season.
Yeah.
Give it time. Even, was it last year or the year before where they really got off to a big start? And you're like, give it time.
Yeah.
They're going to crap down their leg.
Aggie's going to Aggie.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I just find that hilarious that I make one, I say one thing, and half of it was tongue-in-cheek, but whatever.
No, if the Aggies win one football game, they're the best team to ever touch a football.
Well,
if
I will agree with you on that.
If they lose one game, there's a million and one
excuses.
Certain
other people are like that with the Cougars that will remain nameless.
That is not true.
There's a lot of other Cougar people
quite a bit on this show.
Actually, if you turn over your left shoulder, I was actually referring to someone else in our office.
I tend to not pick against them.
Kind of roll with that. Yeah, Kirsten is like, with every win, there should be up for a national championship.
Kirsten with U of H is like Joel is with Wisconsin and Green Bay.
I
won't pick against
disagree.
Them no
I
matter what.
I completely disagree. And I would pick against them if it was actually worth it. But I will say
you
this.
You didn't pick against Green Bay one time last year.
That's not true.
That is totally true.
That's so 16 not true.
16-0.
That's not
Dude,
true.
Yes, you did. You totally picked them. That's the reason why I picked on you last week about
it. But here's the thing. Let me say this right off the bat.
All right.
Wisconsin is the most overrated number 9 team in the nation.
Okay.
And they will not last that long at number 9 because they're not that good.
Save all that. Save all that for
Please
me.
Please put that
save
down.
All that for me. Can write you record
it,
all
write
that?
It. I
drop?
Totally mean that.
Longest drop ever? Save all that.
Near deserving of number 9 in the country right now based on how I've seen them play and who they've played. But we'll see how it goes. But look.
I fully expect.
Green Bay Packers ain't going anywhere.
I fully expected Joel to be like, listen, Wisconsin is not deserving of the number 9. They're so overrated. They're at least 10. There's no way that they're number 9.
I'm happy they're ranked.
They're definitely a 10.
I'm surprised that they're ranked, let alone ranked that high.
I'm actually
better
not
than
that surprised
11,
that they're ranked.
Not like number 9.
Nick, their quarterback play is...
That's fine, but they find a way to win. And against the right teams, I think, to keep them ranked. Enough to keep
them
ranked.
We shall see, because they got an easy schedule this year. The biggest name on it is Michigan. Going forward in the Big Ten, they don't play Ohio State, but to me, that's not the same Badger teams of the past.
A couple texts. Somebody said, classic OU education trying to plant a flag into AstroTurf. And then somebody said, the Texans line stinks more than the inside of my belly button. So there you go.
What about the back of your ear?
So there's that.
Wow, people really remember that belly button talk.
I'm telling
you. That's great, though.
By the way, I didn't get the tonsil stone out. It's still in there. I tried. I couldn't.
I'm telling you, remove your tonsils. Both of my parents have removed their tonsils.
No, I heard that's painful as an adult.
Yeah, look, Barry. I mean,
what?
Yep, there's things you can consider.
They don't have, like, numbing agents?
I think the number one thing you should consider is surgery.
Yeah, you know.
Just go under the knife and
rip
them out.
With the great insurance we have here at Dow Media and all the money I'm making.
You don't want to deal with those doo-doo stones.
You
don't want to deal with those doo-doo stones.
Doo-doo stones?
Remember the color? I kept calling it doo-doo stones.
That's right.
Your
totally
wife knows a doctor
it.
That on a Sunday morning can get you in early, and he'll do it on the side.
Sure. Why not?
And you get to eat your ice cream.
No.
The 365 calorie ice cream.
I don't
want to
do
that for weeks.
No, I don't want to do that. I do need to get to staying out, though. It is driving me insane. It always feels like you have, like, you ever had, like, a piece of popcorn?
Oh, believe
stuck
me,
in your throat?
I know the feeling.
I hate that.
I'm happy that I can't relate.
I can relate, and they are annoying
as
hell. I just didn't know that you go in there, like, in search of with Leonard Nimoy and try
them
free with a Q-tip.
I'm in there with a pen light. I told my wife, do you have any forceps? Yeah, I'm like, I'm lighting it up, and I've got, she has those long doctor swabs.
Is
not like a Q-tip.
You out with that?
Oh, yeah, she's holding the light. I'm pulling the tonsil flap back. It's almost like I don't know if you know what the tonsils look like in the there's this hole that comes out of the back of your throat on each side, and it's almost like throat nostrils, like there's one on each side, but then there's this flap that covers it, and you have to pull that back, and when I do, you can the little tonsil stone.
What is your mouth like a Weber grill that you can see in there that far to do all this?
You open your mouth, bro. Like, you can't see the back of your throat with your mouth open? What
I
are
can
you doing?
See the punching bag in the back, but
well,
I can't.
See,
that's
like
where
that
it is.
Wooden...
It's just to the side of that. That's why every time I try to get this out, it gags me. Because it's that whole gag reflex area. So I'm back there trying to pull this tonsil stone. I'm just going, like the whole time. It's the most. I need to record it. I need to record video of me trying to get this thing out. It's the worst experience. Hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, it sucks. Somebody asked, did we see the crazy Cole Beasley catch? Did you happen to catch
it? I did.
Or watch it?
I did. It was
insane. Fantastic.
Just pulled it on the back of his shoulder like that. Like it was insane. Well,
they're calling it the nameplate catch because he caught it off the nameplate on the back of his jersey. But I needed the review to make sure his feet stayed in bounds.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
The reason why it was so amazing is because he knew the location of the ball and he reached for the back for his back to catch it. You
for
know
his
what I mean?
Hand to be big enough to control it with one hand as not being a very big guy, that's impressive.
Insane.
Really?
Insane.
Really one of the better catches you'll see.
That might be catch of the year, or obviously only one right. weekend, but that might last for a while.
We keep getting this text, so I'm gonna read it just so they'll stop texting it.
Mm-hmm.
Look on the bright side of things, at least the Rockets didn't extend Harden for another 10 years this weekend. So
I saw that.
Get off of James, man. James donated more money individually than any athlete in this city, man. Get off of him. And I saw highlights this weekend of him and Chris Paul and Melo playing buckets in L.A., and I know it's just a matter of time before Melo gets here and they head to the chip.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you have that.
Thank you.
I got Lauren Pope all riled up on
about the
Twitter
Aggies.
About the Aggies. Stuff, yeah. People are dry snitching out there on Twitter, dry snitching, bringing her into it. Uh-oh, don't get Lauren Pope all riled up. Like, she wasn't even listening. Now she's like, what did I miss?
First of all, the big problem is, why aren't you listening?
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
There is that.
By the way, just so you guys can put in perspective what the Indians have done this year.
Yeah.
The longest winning streaks in Major League Baseball over the last 100 years. You know, we had a flood that was supposed to be like the 100-year flood, only like the 800-year flood. Okay, in the last 100 years of MLB baseball, these are the longest winning streaks. 21 by the 1935 Cubs, 20 by the 2002 A's, 19 by the 1947 Yankees, and 18 by the 53 Yankees and your current Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
That's a pretty staunch run that they're putting together here.
Pretty darn good. And, you know, surprisingly, when you look at Major League Baseball, I don't think many people are talking about it, but the Nationals actually have the second best record in baseball. And don't sleep on that team as well. I don't think they're going to catch the Dodgers. They're not far behind. I mean, the Dodgers have 92 wins. The Nationals have 88. But most people aren't talking about that team. And with that pitching staff.
I was going to say, you talk about pitching.
Bryce Harper.
When you go to Scherzer and the way Strasburg's been pitching, man.
And they've quietly up on second and runs scored in the majors.
But you remember the biggest point of all?
They're 40 runs behind the Astros.
Here's the biggest point of all.
In the runs
scored.
They're
doing all of this without Bryce Harper.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is out.
So
my
when
bad.
He finally comes back, assuming that at some point he will be back, and you add that punch to what lineup is already being that successful, look out now.
Yep.
Oh,
what?
We want it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, we want
here
it.
We
Eduardo.
Go.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, Barry, I thought I was the only person who had that kind of trouble with the tonsils, man. I got to clean mine out every 3 days, and I found a perfect way to do it.
Okay.
You know those sticks that they use for the kebabs?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I grab my phone, and I point a light in my mouth, and I'm right in front of the mirror. I cut that stick in half, and I start, you know, wiggling around the tonsil to start taking all that mess out of there. And it cleans out pretty fast, but
Does it gag you a lot, though? Aren't you, like, throwing up?
You'll eventually get it once or twice, but
dude, that's
you
crazy.
You get it all cleaned out.
So I got to take a shish kebab stick
and got
shove it in my tonsil hole?
Cut
metal
it in half,
stick
though.
Or wood?
No, you can get wood. You can get a wood stick.
Actually, I asked my wife, I was like, can you bring home some forceps from the doctor's office? He's just reaching there and
no,
grab it.
No. Grab the kebab stick. You can buy them at any grocery store.
Okay. All right.
And grab it, and you'll do very good with it. Trust me. You'll shout me out later about it.
I appreciate this, Eduardo. You might have just changed my whole life. You don't understand the impact you could have had on my whole life. Either that or I'm going to stab myself in the throat and die. Either way, this is going to have a profound impact on my life. Thanks for the call, Eduardo.
Nick, just let us know the day before you're going to do this, because the next day,
I'm not gonna have
prepare
a vocal
for this,
cord.
Nick, the Godfather will be our co-host, because Barry's going to come in and go,
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. You use the kebab stick, it gets the crap off your tonsils.
Guys!
It screws with your voice like you wouldn't believe.
Good news and bad news. The good news is I don't have the tonsil stone. The bad news is I don't have a vocal cord, eh?
I'll bring some.
Somehow it'll give me an Italian accent, too.
I'll bring
I don't
some
know
kebab
what.
Sticks that you can put That's in your right. mouth.
That's all right.
Don't worry about it. I got you.
I don't trust you. You're going to, like, rub them up your dog's butthole. I don't trust you. No way am I taking a kebab stick from you or anyone else. I'll be buying them at the store and sterilizing them. Okay?
Sealed.
I'm not taking some kebab stick you've been fishing in your dog's butthole with. I don't think so.
Don't put the kebab in your mouth, Barry. Put the kebab stick.
When we come back, I want to get you guys' opinion. Who had the best rookie performance of week one?
Okay.
TJ Watt, Kareem Hunt, or Leonard Fournette? You decide.
Good choices.
There's actually another, like, a wide receiver rookie that I want to talk about.
Well, this was, really good. Okay. All right.
In addition. But we'll pick from those three.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Again, we got one segment left to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz, so don't go anywhere. One segment left. Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for a final segment on The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on before we turn it over to the Blitz. Adam wants to get in here before we get anything else done. He still wants to talk Texans. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What up?
To Houston fan, R-E-L-A-X, to quote Aaron Rodgers, A-A-Ron. This team, it did look bad, but I think their hearts were on the flood, so it didn't allow their minds to focus on the game. That's what they looked like. They looked super unfocused. I was saying it to my girl. As soon as they got on the field and they started playing the series, I was like, wow, they look really, really bad, like just not focused, moving slow. And I just think it was the flood. I think they're just really spinning around and trying to figure things out, and their hearts are totally on the foot and recuperating from that, and their minds are not focused on the game. And then JJ, yeah, he looked not otherworldly, but I mean, he's been off for a year. He's got to get back into game shape, like real live game shape, not preseason, not practice, really, live bullets, as they say. So that's it.
It's not bad advice, Adam. I think it's a bit more than that. I mean, you're a professional. If you're J.J. Watt, I think you have to come prepared and ready. And I just wonder how much truth there is to what Charlie Palillo was saying earlier in the show about the fact that maybe he has begun the downside of his career and not every game is going to be an old J.J. Watt game. I don't know. I tend to disagree with that. I think that, well, how old is he, 28?
28, whether it's the downside of his career or the injuries are taking its toll.
Yeah. I still think you can get, top-level production out of J.J. Watt. They just got beat, man. I mean, that's going to happen. You can't, if he's getting double-teamed all the time and no one else is stepping up and making plays, then that's going to happen. It requires all of those guys. I mean, how much did they miss Vince Wilfork and they're eating up double teams? That's a big thing.
I see what you did there, too, by the way.
Eating
Vince
up
Wilfork
double teams?
And eating up double teams.
But, I mean, listen, if you want to stop the run, that's a great way to do it. If you want to free up guys like J.J. Watt, you absorb two blockers on the front of that line, and that was his role.
You think Adam is a glass half full guy?
I do, and I think that's fine. I mean, we tend to overreact in this business. I don't think we are. I think as bad as they played and as terrible as they looked, none of what we've done or said today is overreacting, nor are the fans. But he makes some good points, and you don't know how many of them had the hurricane weighing on their minds. I'm sure some of those guys are from Florida or have family, so you don't know. But you know what? If you're going to make that excuse, Jacksonville, Florida, I mean,
and stayed overnight
both of those
because
teams,
of the storm
yeah.
still being
so
there.
So that if that is an excuse, then that negates – those are negated for both teams.
Yeah, I mean, look, the biggest thing was when we just got to talk about the Astros, we didn't overreact simply because of the fact that we know that the Astros have the talent and at all the necessary different positions and areas of baseball to where you believe in them.
Yeah.
The difference is with the Texans, you have more question marks than you have solidified areas of a football team to where you believe that they can turn it around quickly in 1 week.
Yeah.
But it is possible.
Yeah. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said the Benny Keith crew wants to say what's up. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Said they all had the day off and they went to watch It together. Are you a dude that's scared of clowns?
No.
No, I'm not that guy either. No, I know a lot of people that are scared of clowns. I've never understood.
Like full-grown men?
Yeah. Like yeah. There's full-grown-ass men that are scared of clowns.
My wife hates clowns.
Okay, that's never bothered me.
Give a pass to your wife, but full-grown men?
Scared of clowns, yeah.
Okay.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's weird for me. I'm just saying.
It's also the same thing as being scared of bees.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Bees will sting you. If a clown tries to sting me, I'm punching a clown in the face.
Well, you should.
Yeah. So there's a big difference. Try to punch a bee in the face. Good luck.
Just don't be shocked when you punch him in the face if it goes, pick it, pick it, pick it.
Yeah. Good luck. Okay. I teased this, so I want to get to it. Your best rookie performance of the week, and this was on, I saw this on ESPN under NFL Nation, but they listed three guys, and rightfully so. They had TJ Watt, Kareem Hunt, or Leonard Fournette. So I'm going to read you guys the statistics, but I'll let you pick who you felt like had the best rookie week one. So TJ Watt's stats, Kareem Hunt's stats for KC, 17 carries, 148 yards, a touchdown, 5 receptions for 98 yards and 2 touchdowns. Leonard Fournette, 26 carries, 100 yards and a touchdown, 3 receptions for 24 yards. And TJ Watt, 7 tackles, 2 sacks and an interception. Now, there's other guys that you could vote for that they have listed. Christian McCaffrey, he did all right, 47 yards. But those, I think, are the top three performances.
TJ Watt, Leonard, and what was the third one?
Kareem Hunt. Who would you take out of those three?
Go ahead, Nick.
I'd probably take Kareem Hunt only because I would normally take Leonard Fournette if he had those numbers against a team, I'm sorry, other than the Texans. But if it was a better team than the Texans, I'd probably pick Leonard. But because it's not, I'm going to pick Kareem Hunt. Okay. That's just for me.
Who you got?
I absolutely have Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Without doubt. Just because of the fact that from receiving, rushing, touchdowns, every way you look at it.
Against the Patriots.
Out of the blue.
Against the team he did it against.
No question.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Kareem Hunt shines as the rookie in the NFL in week one. There's these injury reports. And I tell you what, there were some big injuries for some teams, including the Jacksonville Jaguars, losing Allen Robinson for the year with an ACL.
That's huge.
First catch, too.
David Johnson banged up. They said that they'll have an MRI.
We got breaking news on David
MRI
Johnson.
MRI on Monday. What is it?
He needs surgery. They're going to put him on IR. He's going to get a second opinion, but the first opinion was he definitely has a dislocation. He needs surgery. If he needs surgery, they put him on IR. He could come back. They don't know if he will.
Barry Laminack needs a new running.
And so does Joel in the other league.
Yeah, they said that originally they thought a few weeks to a half a season or more. It's looking like more.
Yep.
The Ravens, Danny Woodhead got injured, didn't return. Who else did you have? Ronald Darby, Kevin White, Orlando Scandrick. Don't forget the Texans, quite a few. You had Brian Cushing with a concussion. You had Ryan Griffin, CJ Fedorowicz, and Steven Anderson.
Yep.
Three of those were concussions. Fedorowicz, his was also a concussion, excuse me. And then let's see who else. The Bengals had Michael Johnson, Trey Hopkins. So a bad year. And don't forget, Eric Berry was the Thursday night game and that injury for the year as well. Amendola got hurt. Dante Hightower.
Amendola concussion. Yeah.
Yep. Week one was tough. Hightower was a mild MCL strain, but that could cost him a few games as well. So
the Bears receiver.
Yep.
Highly, highly regarded coming out of college.
Garbage.
I think he's played like 5 games in like 3 years.
Season-ending surgery.
Again.
5th game of his career.
I was worried about leaving him on the bench.
After being drafted in 2015.
He's the Tom Savage of wide receivers.
Not so worried about it no more.
No? Oof. You don't. He make that decision for you real quick, didn't he?
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
A lot of injuries.
Terrible.
I don't remember. I mean, maybe I'm just not remembering because I do have a pretty terrible memory, but a lot of high-profile players when you consider Johnson and Barry and Allen Robinson and Woodhead, a lot of big names going down early.
I didn't like Robinson only because the way he caught that ball, like he seemed like he landed relatively normal. Like you look at the way he caught the ball and landed on his feet, you didn't think
it was a crossing route.
It was just a weird.
Looked like he kind of got pushed in the back, but he was just you surge forward, but you just kept running. And then when you turned around to go back to the huddle, it looked like maybe he pulled a hamstring,
nothing incredibly unusual, but not
a torn ACL.
Yeah,
yeah. And somebody had asked, by the way, just for house cleaning. Somebody had asked when you read the list of streaks in baseball How many of those teams went on to win the World Series? Two of those teams went on to win the World Series. The 53 and 47 Yankees both beat the Brooklyn Dodgers. The other two teams did not win the World Series.
35 Cubs got there.
And lost. And the A's didn't even make it.
Yep.
So there you go. That's just wanted to clean up house
in
on that.
In case you were putting the Astros in that category or the Indians.
It would be the Indians on that. Yeah. Cody said bees are rude. I agree, Cody. Although I am, do you eat honey? Do you like honey?
I'm not over.
So I saw this post in my Facebook neighborhood group where a guy was like, I'm selling local honey made from honeybees in the neighborhood. And he's one street over. And my wife has pretty bad allergies. And they say that if you eat local honey in your area, that it can actually help with your allergies because it gets you a small doses of the plants and pollen and everything. Yep. So the part of me was like, oh, that's badass. There's honey right here in the neighborhood that I can get for my wife to help her with her allergies. That was one half of me. And then the bitch half of me was like, oh, my God, we got all these honeybees in the neighborhood? Hell no.
It is funny because I do go to the grocery store and I'm probably going to get clowned, but a lot of the local, like quote unquote, local honey that they sell at HEB actually comes from Austin. I was like, is that really still
local? That local? Is that considered local?
Yeah, like they'll label it local honey and then they'll say like made in Austin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I'm just glad. So this is actually, I guess, honeybees in our neighborhood. This is like one street over. I'm not okay with this, but I'm going to go get it anyways because I don't want my wife's allergies to be acting up.
Okay, Barry's going to be in the garden, and this time he's going to have a full beekeeper's
son of a
uniform.
I hate
just
those
a mesh front.
I'm better with bees now. It's still the wasp that I will scream like a bitch and run. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, those rock and rollers with black and yellow tights.
Damn that.
They can be devastating.
Shut up.
All right, that's one in the books. Four more to go for the week as we continue to roll on with the usual suspects. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5. Next, it's The Blitz. It's Fred. It's AJ. It's Chong. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with a whole lot more, and they'll be there to carry you home during your rush hour right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.